are a number of things happening today. It's really centered really on the idea of being a saint, or a sainthood, I guess you'd say. And you'll be happy to know that what I say today, I'm going to keep mercifully short. You're not so sure that I will, are you? Well, one thing I want to say today is that sometimes we have a very disjointed view of what it means to be a saint. I think sometimes when we think of a saint, we either think of a plastic figurine on a dashboard, or we think of a painting in a museum with a gold disc behind the person's head, or something like that. And while those might be very nice and very artistic and aesthetically pleasing, that to me does not convey what the real meaning of a saint is. This morning I looked up in my concordance, and I didn't know, but I found out this morning that there are over 60 times in which the word saint is used in the New Testament. Usually, I think when I think of saint, I think of that as something that, of a church's word more than the New Testament. And the idea of a saint in the New Testament as it's used is the idea simply of a baptized person in the life of the church. That's it. Doesn't say how perfect they are or imperfect, if they pray every day or every moment without ceasing, like Paul talked about. Doesn't say anything about that. Just says part of the church. And that's essentially what a saint is. And I don't know if that's good news or bad news for you. I think for some it might be bad news because you're trying to reach perfection, and others of us have given up on that long time ago. But I think that, and I'm not going to do it here because of time, I think if I were to ask you, each one of you could very easily, like that, name off a saint in your life. Right? Think about it. Somebody who has exemplified what it means to be a child of God in your life. You know, for me, obviously my parents were important. My mother gave me a sense of what it means to be faithful to God. On the other hand, my father, though he became a very committed church person, more than anything else, my father gave me a sense of what justice or right or wrong is. Because at a time in central Wisconsin, when people, you know, when the Martin Luther King, for example, was leading marches, people in central Wisconsin could have generally cared less or even said pretty derogatory things. And my father reminded me that what they say in central Wisconsin isn't necessarily true. Okay? And that, to me, opened up a whole new wide area of thinking. And I count my father as a saint ever much as my mom. But I pastors I've had have been influential on me. Sunday school teachers, Don Engel, when I was in junior high, he pulled the short straw and had the boys because there was too many in the class for all of us to be together. And another teacher had the girls, but he had the guys. And we loved him enough to tease him a lot. And so he was very much appreciated. And last but not least, in my little listing here, I would think of that great cloud of witnesses in my life that are parishioners of mine. Past churches and Crossroads Church as well. People who, in one way or another, see themselves on a journey. And in a certain way, that's really the essence of what being a saint is. not having all the answers, knowing that one does not usually reach perfection in this life, being able to laugh at oneself and also to care for other people. And sometimes, even in uncomfortable situations, stand up for the right thing. You see, just as an example, Martin Luther King and Dorothy Day, for example, they're not saints technically. They haven't fulfilled the requirements of the Catholic Church of the listing that they have of things you have to qualify to be a saint. But for me, they are. They are. They have shown a closeness to God and the people that, to me, exemplifies what it means to be a Christian. In that spirit, let's pray. Wonderful God, we come today as your children, knowing of the hopes and dreams that you have for us, but even more so of how we can help in the dreams and aspirations of others. Be with us, O God, on that journey. Amen. I'm going to invite Mr. Steinle to come forward, otherwise known as Mike.